Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the daily podcast which delves into the history of rock and brings you stories from what happened on this day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March 22nd and we start on this day in 1980 when Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 topped the US Billboard chart. It had topped the chart here in the UK a few months earlier. It remained at number one in the US for 4 weeks and was the group's first top 40 single over there since Money was released in 1973. On this day in 1985, Alcatraz's second studio album, Disturbing the Peace, was released. The band, fronted by former Rainbow singer Graham Bonnet, featured Steve Vai on guitar for this record. The band came back into focus a few years ago when the lead single from the record, God Blessed Video, was used on popular video game Grand Theft Auto Vice City. On this day in 1974, just 7 years after the band had started, 10 years after played their final gig. They did reform a few times over the years, most notably in 1983 to play the Reading Festival. Alvin Lee toured in the late 70s and early 80s with a new band that he called 10 Years Later. And on this day in 1967, The Who made their US stage debut performing at the Paramount Theatre in New York City. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on an iconic album which went to number one on this day in 1975. Yes, on this day in 1975, Led Zeppelin's sixth studio album, Physical Graffiti, hit number one in America. It would stay there for 6 weeks and would be certified as 16 times platinum in the US alone. Now with me to talk more about this record is a new contributor to Vintage Rock Pod, Christy Holberg. Christy is the author of a brilliant book, an award-winning novel called Searching for Jimmy Page, which is available to buy everywhere as an audiobook or as a good old-fashioned hard copy real book. So please do check it out. And Christy also hosts a podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network called Rock is Lit, a show on a quest to find the best rock novels out there. So, here's Christy to share her feelings on Led Zeppelin and their iconic Physical Graffiti.
I've been a huge Led Zeppelin fan since I was a teenager in the mid-80s. My older brother, who was a drummer, idolized John Bonham, and his enthusiasm for the band was infectious, to say the least. I remember seeing the song Remains the Same on TV when I was 15 and instantly becoming a disciple, and my mom helping me cover the walls of my room with Led Zeppelin posters. I used to play the first four albums incessantly. Thank goodness my mom dug the music too, especially Physical Graffiti, which I came to a little bit later. I was still a teenager, but it probably took me about a year into my obsession with the band before I fell in love with that album too. I think that was because their first four albums are so feral, particularly the first two. There's something powerful and a little bit dangerous about them that kids like me glommed onto. By the time Led Zeppelin got to Physical Graffiti, they were more seasoned, more polished, and it shows in their work. That's not to say the album is tame or less powerful. But in my opinion, it's the work of more mature artists. It covers such a vast musical landscape. It's an album that demonstrates a mastery of various musical styles. It's also a very personal album for me. I can remember being a melancholy teenager, brooding about whatever it is melancholy teenagers brood about, lying on my bed in my room, blasting in the light, and finding solace in the lyrics. And if you feel that you can't go on, and your will sinking low, just believe and you can't go wrong. In the light, you will find the road. I would return to that song time and time again as I got older, through personal tragedies, deaths, changes, disappointments. I would return to physical graffiti time and time again, for various reasons. One of them is that my mom's favorite Led Zeppelin song was Kashmir, and I think of her every time I hear it. I've made several Led Zeppelin pilgrimages over the last, 18 years, and each trip was almost like a religious experience for me. The first time was in 2005, after my mom died of cancer, and I was grappling with that profound loss and not doing it very well. It was a no-brainer that I would turn to Led Zeppelin to try to heal. I found myself on another Zeppelin journey in 2015, a year after my husband Bill died, also of cancer, and 10 years to the day of my first trip. I must have played 10 Years Gone a dozen times on the plane on the way over. All of those Led Zeppelin pilgrimages I made, there have been 4 in total so far. They not only helped me deal with grief, they also gave me a new perspective on their work. Seeing many of the places where the band wrote and recorded their music deepened my passion for it. I think of the time I went to Bron Iar Cottage in Wales when I hear the beautiful Bron Iar from Physical Graffiti. I can picture the band holed up in Headley Grange near Liphook, England, when they were working on first the 4th album, then Physical Graffiti, because I've been inside that manor house. I have a special place in my heart for the Physical Graffiti album cover, having sat on the steps of the building in St. Mark's Place in the East Village where it was shot. The first time I visited that building, I was in New York City in late 2021 for the launch of my novel, Searching for Jimmy Page, so there's that connection too. I reference a few songs from Physical Graffiti in my novel. For example, Part 3 of the book is called Night Flight, and Part 4 is called Houses of the Holy. Both of those songs crystallize the content of those two sections in the novel, which is about a teenage girl who runs away from her family's farm in eastern North Carolina to embark on her own Led Zeppelin pilgrimage in England to search for Jimmy Page. Well, they say write what you know, right? I think back on when I first went down the Led Zeppelin rabbit hole when I was a kid. I'm so glad I found Physical Graffiti during those formative years. I think it's a masterpiece, more so now that I'm older and can appreciate the nuances of that album even better. I love this album. Then, as it was, then again it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.